firsts. Some of my firsts. Let's see. The first time that I kissed a boy, I was 15, I think it was. It's actually was with my husband now. So what he would do is we would walk around and we would hang out. We lived in this town that was, his house wasn't really far away from mine, but he had to walk because his parents didn't know that he was at my house hanging out with a girl. And every time I would walk him part of the way home, and every time I would go farther with him, because I didn't want to stop being with him. Yay, double negatives. And it was Halloween. We had been hanging out for, I think, 3 months, 4 months. And we fit. We would talk every night. And I don't know. It's kind of a fairy tale for me because I never really expected those things to happen for me. And so Halloween night, we went trick-or-treating. I had a horrible costume, and he had a really awesome costume. It was Wesley from Princess Bride, and he had borrowed a sword, or a rapier, I think, from a friend of ours, or a friend of his that turned into a friend of ours. And he had made the costume himself, and it was really cool. But we walked farther than I'd ever walked before, and we came to the, like, absolute stopping point as far as I could go, because otherwise my mom would have been pissed. And we stood there, and we talked for, I don't know, it was like 11 o'clock at night, and we talked for like 2 hours, and then we kept saying, okay, we need to go. And we hugged each other, and it was really awkward because I'm short, I'm 5'3", and I think he's like 5'11", he's basically 6 foot. And usually I hug under the arms because I am short, but this time I hugged over the arms, and I don't know why that I did that. But I went to let go, and he didn't let go. And I was, I didn't know what to do, because these things aren't supposed to happen. And I went to go let go, and he was holding me, and I just looked at him, and I'm like, what are you doing? And he looked at me, and he said, holding you. Which we play out that little thing now and again, and it's really sweet and cute, and it's ours. So we just kind of sat there in that awkward position of him, like, half holding me, and me half my arm around his neck for like another hour because he didn't let go and I didn't make him let go. And there's this guy who walked by and he got to us and we just stood there and looked at him and he's like, hey. And the guy that I was holding at the time was just like, sup. And he just kept walking. And as soon as he got out of, like, a certain distance, we just both burst out laughing, and it was really funny. And as we kept talking, we kept getting just a little bit closer, like, our faces, a little bit closer, a little bit closer. And then, finally, he goes in to kiss me. Well, let's talk about that. I was a big movie buff. I still am a big movie buff. I watch a lot of movies. And in the movies, two people, movie stars who know how to kiss, they just go into it and they know what to do. So in my mind, I was playing out how movie stars kiss. So I go in with my mouth open and I'm like, la. And he came in with his mouth closed. So yeah, just picture that. And that was, like, my first kiss. And then I realized my mistake and like slowly closed my mouth, and it was like an actual kiss with like the lips touching and everything. And we call that the moment. And we don't really talk about that because it's really embarrassing for me. Yeah, like most of our friends don't know that story, so feel privileged. But that was my first kiss, and that was the first to many others. I did get better. I would say that I'm a pretty good kisser now. So another first. He was my first real crush. He was my first boyfriend. My first husband. Going to be my only husband because I love him to death. Let's see, the first time we had sex was on our wedding day. I was a virgin because whatever spurred me to decide that I needed to wait till marriage to have sex. And we have the wedding. Wedding was awesome. His parents did everything. And we go to the hotel, and he went to go do something, like get ice or something stupid like that. And I got dressed in this like little lingerie thing, which actually that was my first for that too, because I never wore lingerie before, and I had bought it specifically for that night. And he came back, and I was like laying on the bed, and we had done stuff, just not vaginal sex stuff. So completely nervous for me. He had had sex before. And it, so we, I honestly don't remember everything that we did up until that point. I just remember sex happened. And I was like, yeah, it hurt, at first. And I wasn't impressed because it wasn't like the sweaty, sexy sex that you get out of the movies or you see in the like super fake porns or anything like that. It wasn't super passionate. It was more tentative. And I think that was because he was afraid of hurting me or something. So I wasn't impressed. And I think the first few times that we had sex, I was just like, really? This is what I was holding out for? Ah, it sucks. And then eventually we like found our way, and yeah, sex rocks. So yeah, so that was that first. And then another first, was the first time that I kissed. Okay, so the first time I kissed a girl technically was when I was like 8. And I don't remember it happening, but my mom reminds me of the story all the time, that I came home and I was wearing a dress, and I didn't wear dresses. Well, when I was a kid, I wore dresses. I don't wear dresses now. And I was wearing this dress, and I sat down and I said, "Mom, I have to tell you something." And she says, "Yes." And so I sit down and I fold my hands one over the other, and I look at her and I say, "Mom, I'm gay." And she bursts out laughing, and she's like, "What? What are you talking about?" And I proceeded to tell her that I had kissed my best friend. And she was just like, "Honey, you're not gay. You love boys. You've always loved boys," which is true. I've always loved boys ever since I was a kid. But as of now, that might have been a precursor to what I would become, but I am a heteroflexible, which means that I am basically heterosexual, but it's fun to have stuff with girls too. So the first, I guess, the first real time that I kissed a girl was when I was in high school. It was a really good friend of mine. And I had moved out of my mom's apartment because we were having problems. And we would go to this LG or GLBTA meeting every week or once a month or something because we were supporters of. And we were sitting in the car outside of my school, and we were waiting for something, I don't know what, and it started to rain. And we were talking about stuff, and somehow we decided or I found out that she had never kissed anyone before. And she, I don't think, had ever really been, she wasn't decided on if she was straight or gay or bisexual or what her whole thing was. And I offered, I'm like, well, I could be your first kiss. And she was like, okay. So we went to go kiss, and I'm just like, we can't kiss in the car. That's, kissing in the car in front of my high school is just kind of weird. So we decided to do it in the rain, because it was pretty poetic. Or at least I thought it was at the time. So we get out of the car, and I come to her side of the car. I was driving, because it was my car. And I think we just kind of stood there for a few seconds, not knowing exactly what to do. And I grabbed her, I put my hands on the side of her face, and I went in, and it wasn't, I don't think we did, like, the soft kiss at first. I think, no, we did. We did, and then it quickly turned into full-blown making out. And it was interesting because I remember thinking that she kept wanting to, like, lead it, but she didn't know how, and I was not a leader in that area of stuff. So it was interesting. But she doesn't hate me. And it was, I don't know, it was really cool to be somebody's first kiss. So yeah. I think that's all the pretty good firsts. So